Ask death too and say, where does it come from that your sting has been removed, your victory destroyed, your strength cut off? And you've become the joke of girls and children who once caused terror to kings and all righteous men. And he will attribute it to this body. For when this was crucified, then the dead were revived, the prison was broken into, the bronze gates were shattered, the dead were freed, and the guardians of hell's gate were all engulfed by fear. But if he had been one amongst many, death should have become more powerful. However, that wasn't the case. Because he wasn't just one of the many, hence death was dissolved. Just like those who consume food they can't digest, they end up vomiting what was previously inside them. The same happened to death. The body which he couldn't digest, he received. This is why he had to expel what was within him. Yes, it caused him pain, as he held him and strained until he was cast out. Therefore the apostle says, having loosed the pains of death. Indeed, no woman giving birth has ever suffered as much as he did, torn apart, while holding the body of the Lord. That which happened to the Babylonian dragon, when it burst through the middle after consuming the food, the same happened to him. For Christ didn't just pass through the mouth of death, but he tore apart and ripped open the belly of the dragon from his secret chambers. He gloriously emerged and spread his light not just to this heaven, but to the highest throne. For he lifted it even there.